Well, as Kieran mentioned, the story of the morning is the deal struck by EU leaders overnight on a fairly huge post-coronavirus recovery package following four nights of talks. It all happened in the early hours of this morning. We'll have more details live from Brussels here in around 10 minutes' time. But the papers today here at home, the broadsheets and two of the tabloids this morning, predominantly leading again with COVID-19. There's a few different elements, though, to the stories today, but we'll start with the Irish Examiner, for instance, and firms urged to review safety. This is the health chiefs now warning employers that they need to ramp up their COVID-19 safety measures, and it follows outbreaks, for instance, in supermarkets, fast food outlets, and at least 20 cases that are linked to an outbreak at one Dublin construction site. Shops, services, supermarkets, they're now the new frontline. That's according to the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET. And in recent weeks, outbreaks of the virus have also been reported in a range of workplaces, including the construction sites in some instances, supermarkets, and two in takeaways. Dr. Ronan Glynn, speaking at the NPHET meeting last night, said that it does not take much at all for this disease to spread. It can spread through contact or being in close proximity to someone. The message to employers is to look again at your protocols, look again at the return to work safety protocol. That's the story leading the Irish Examiner. Further reaction to that, you'll be hearing more about that today inside the Examiner 2 today. Has there been a drop in workplace protocols? I think there's only so much businesses can do. Surely people have to take some personal responsibility. What do you think? Let us know your view here on Breakfast Briefing this morning. You can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Also, a really shocking claim on the front of the Irish Times this morning. This emerged last night. Healthcare workers may have failed to declare symptoms of coronavirus out of fear of losing additional overtime or premium payments. This is the warning that an Oireachtas committee is going to hear today, because in the submission to the Oireachtas committee on the pandemic, SIPTU, the trade union, said the decision of the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform not to permit employers pay their staff as per their roster if they were put on the COVID-19 related leave resulted in significant financial disadvantage being incurred. The trade union believes that this may have resulted in staff not declaring symptoms to their employer if they knew it would put them off duty for at least 14 days, resulting in a loss of overtime and premium pay, and SIPTU represented grades within the health service rely on earning premiums to meet financial responsibilities, according to SIPTU. Also, the committee's to hear today from the trade unions and the HSE about the 8,300 healthcare workers, almost a third of all known COVID-19 cases in the state, who've contracted the disease. And then in a separate submission, the IMO, the Irish Medical Organisation, too, is warning that adequate roster arrangements must be put in place to cover workers absent with the virus or who are excluded as close contacts of a case. This is the story you're going to be hearing much more about this morning following that committee hearing. It would seem incredible that people wouldn't declare symptoms because they might lose out in overtime or premium payments. If this is something you're familiar with, do you know of people not reporting symptoms so they don't have to take off work? Maybe reduced pay? Get in touch with us here on News Talk this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. The Irish Independent leads with families miss out on staycation subsidy starts in September. Families looking to take a holiday this year now risk missing out on this government staycation subsidy, as it's not expected to be introduced until September. And it's the first of its kind, a tax back scheme to focus on increasing trade for hotels and restaurants. But it's set to be targeted at the period when the season traditionally dies down at the end of August, according to the Irish Independent this morning, and would cause problems, the paper reports, for families with kids of school-going age who are expected to be back in the classroom in September. The subsidy is one of a number of measures that's being considered now as part of the government's this much-anticipated July stimulus package to be revealed later on this week. The exact detail, though, of how the scheme will work is still being finalised. Look, my own personal view on that is that you can't just pump the entire staycation subsidy into two or three elements of the industry. It has to be shared around. That's just my own opinion. Surely people could just take a holiday or a short break later in the year. If you agree or disagree, text us here on News Talk this morning. Also inside the Irish Times too today, just finally on COVID, The TDs have been strongly encouraged, is the quote, to wear face coverings in Leinster House and the Convention Centre under new advice now that's been issued from the Concordia. And the advice extends to the Dáil Chamber and also in the committee rooms, but only when members are not making a contribution or speaking to the House. And in a note sent to members of the Dáil yesterday, Sean O'Farrell wrote that the return to normal levels of parliamentary activity following the formation of government requires extra vigilance and adherence to core public health measures such as hand hygiene, physical distancing and also respiratory etiquette. More on that story inside the Irish Times this morning. Kieran mentioned the rent freeze. Lots on that too inside the papers this morning, and there'll be much about that being discussed on News Talk Breakfast just after 7. If you are in Cork, or maybe you commute to Cork on a regular basis, the Examiner leads today with details of a fairly ambitious transport plan now for Cork City. This is the city's transport strategy. We'll take a fairly significant leap forward now next month, because engineering design teams to develop the city's bus network to carry almost 50,000 passengers per hour at peak times are due to be issued. This is specialist engineering teams will be appointed next month to undertake route analysis and to develop designs for the proposed light rail link line from Ballincollig to Mahon. A major scaling up of cycling investment, for instance, that too is also planned over the next 5 years, according to the National Transport Authority, which has briefed city councillors on the proposals. And the €3.5 billion Cork Metropolitan Area Transport Strategy aims to grow the city's bus fleet to 220 vehicles, provide 100 kilometres of bus lanes and other priority measures, and then to develop 200 kilometres of primary bike lanes. That story inside the Irish Examiner this morning. Also back inside the Irish Times this morning, just an interesting study that's been published today, page 5 of the paper, and it's gum disease linked to some cancers. This is people with a history of gum disease more likely to develop cancers, according to a leading dentist here in Ireland, which has said that in the wake of a major US study that has found clear links between the two, saying that the link between oral health and general health is completely overlooked. Professor Leo Stassen, who's an oral surgeon expert in cancer treatment, called for greater links between dentistry and medicine. And US researchers from Harvard University found that people with a history of gum disease and tooth loss appeared to have a higher risk of two different types of cancers. And the study, published in Gut, a specialist periodical by the British Medical Journal. That story's inside the Irish Times this morning. Also, really interesting story inside the Independent, and we're interested in getting your view here on News Talk this morning about this. There's now a demand to make stealing a dog more serious than property theft. Philip Ryan writing this morning that new laws should be drafted to make it a more serious offence to steal a family pet. This is according to Fianna Fáil Wexford TD James Brown. He said he plans to draft new legislation to give more legal status to dogs and other pets to ensure that anyone who steals them would be given tougher sentences. Pets considered property and their theft is punished in the same way as if someone steals any non-living object, such as a mobile phone or a power tool. He said the current laws don't reflect the emotional harm that can be caused to victims of pet theft, and the penalty for pet theft should be more severe than for the theft of non-living property. His proposals follow the Guard's warning, actually, we only mentioned it here in the papers last week, about an increase in the number of dog thefts during the COVID-19 pandemic, because there's no specific code on the Garda Pulse system to record the theft of animals. That story, page 4 of the Irish Independent this morning. Just finally today, Lidl. Well, it's 20 years old here in Ireland. Page 12 of the Sun this morning. Knickers made from seaweed, hot tubs and pizza ovens. It's just some of the items Irish customers have been snapping up during their weekly shop. Lidl celebrating 20 years here this year by looking back at some of their most memorable middle aisle items. They have a large extended photograph of some of the items inside the Sun today. Dog sun loungers, remote controlled spiders, inside out umbrellas, trumpets, lots of random items. Hard to believe it's 20 years, but more. Page 12 of the Sun. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.